I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Albert King, born on this day in 1923.
By the way, when you move to Minnesota, are you going to have to stop doing your radio show?
You talking about this radio show?
No, the music one.
I stopped doing that last November when my wife moved to Minnesota.
I'm not up to date, Chris.
It was not compatible with single parenthood doing a Thursday afternoon radio show.
I see. All right. Well, I was just listening. We so appreciate the music here at the start of this show that it jarred my memory. Okay. So Miami beats Boston. Is this just a matter of one team goes crazy from three, or do you see some vulnerabilities here on the part of the Celtics?
I mean, it's probably that, but, like, we got some history here of the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. If I'm a Boston Celtics fan, I don't feel good about facing an Eric Spoelstra team in the playoffs. I've been there before.
It's crazy.
I mean, it seemed, with no Jimmy Butler out there and with Boston being a juggernaut all season, like, I would have thought, like, this is the year to, like, kill the beast or whatever, but I don't know, man. No, I think Boston will win the series, but, like, I just can't. And Eric Spoelstra team in the playoffs, I can't be shocked at any outcome, But I expect Boston to win the series.
Well, let's sort of ask the larger question. How much does coaching matter? And does it matter because if you have a particularly great coach like Eric Spoelstra, but most of it, like, where coaching, roster, how important?
I think it matters sort of more at the margins. I think it's less important than the roster. And I think there's probably a vast middle of competence in NBA coaching. So I think Spoelstra is like at the far edge of that. And like, I don't know who you put at the far opposite edge. Off the top of my head, the name doesn't come to mind, but I'm sure there's one out there. I think you could have a particularly good coach, particularly bad coach. I think most coaches are probably as good as their rosters. And I think coaching also takes different forms. There's the coaching within a moment of a game, and there's the coaching over the course of a season. There's tactics, there's development, there's fostering culture. Like, it's a complicated thing with all kinds of different components to it. So I think coaching is important, but I think for the most part, most coaches are as good as their talent.
And then good coaches, Nick Nurse is a good coach, can have bad moments, right? Like, whatever. Like,
oh, sure.
Yeah. So do you think, of all the Grizzlies, successful coaches, given the right roster, they could have all won a title, right? I mean, there's nothing limiting about Lionel Hollins, Dave Yeager.
I hate to say it, but I don't know about Mark Averone on that.
But he was not a successful coach. I'm not kidding.
Right.
I'm only the successful coaches. They all could have given.
I'd say Lionel, Yeager, Hubie, Fratello, Taylor Jenkins.
They could all win a title.
Sure.
Yeah. Porzingis. Obviously, has been a tremendous acquisition for Boston. Whoops, foghorn there.
That was me. I'm on the road. That was me hitting the. They're warning me. I was going off the road. I was not.
The rumble strips. I see.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Porzingis? Because they, They obviously have done a fabulous job on him.
Yeah, I didn't get to see enough of that game. I saw sort of the end of the game, so I can't get hyper specific on tactics with you on that. I think Bam Adebayo is one of the best defensive players in the world, and Porzingis is someone who's sort of been up and down in his career. You know, he's not like someone who's had consistently good playoff player.
Thunder beat the Pelicans badly, 124-902. And sure enough, you had their big three: Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 33, Chet Holmgren with 26, Jalen Williams with 21. So, if you were doing the expansion draft that you just did with the Grizzlies roster and matched them each up with their equivalent, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander versus Ja, Chet Holmgren versus Jaren, and Jalen Williams versus Dez. Who do most GMs take?
I mean, it's interesting in that particular framing because Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams are both on rookie contracts.
So they, so you would take
them. Yeah, and so it depends on like how good you think Shai and Ja are. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to finish first team All-NBA and top five in the MVP vote. A couple years ago, John Morant finished second-team All-NBA, seventh in the MVP vote. So, on one hand, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams are huge bargains because they're on their rookie contracts. On the other hand, are they ever going to finish top 10 in the MVP vote the way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and John Morant are? I think you're talking about those four players, with all due respect to Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson. Talk about those four players because two of them have high upside, and the other two are super bargains.
Well, okay, but all right, let's just take who's better. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ja, they're kind of equivalent, right? I mean, Ja has had his warts off the court.
I think they are in the same tier of players, but I think Shai right now is at the top of that tier.
Right.
To me, Shai and Anthony Edwards are at the top of a tier of players that Ja Morant is in that tier of players.
Could you imagine a world where Ja becomes higher than them in the tier? You know, fail it like
yes.
Yes.
Yes. John Morant's going for 49 in the playoffs.
Right.
Like John Morant has done this, yes. But at the moment, because of their, I think there's more durability and there's more two-way play there, and then they're just doing it right now instead of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So right now, those guys are ahead of John, but I think they're in the same tier of players.
Okay. Chet Holmgren versus Jaren Jackson Jr., same tier?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of difference in the players. I think Chet's a little more instinctive rebounder. I think Jaren has a little more self-creation, better post player, better sort of self-creating offensive kind of player. I think they're generally in the same tier. The difference, though, is Chet's a rookie. So Chet's doing what he's doing
as a
rookie. So you're projecting him 3 years from now. I think Chet's arc looks better than Jaren's, but that doesn't guarantee you that that's what happens.
So right now, of the first two matchups, we've had to give, one reason or another, edge, Thunder. And so then Jalen Williams, Desmond Bane.
I think that's a real team-specific what do you need. I think it's very close. And Jalen Williams is a little bit bigger, a little bit more versatile defender. I think Desmond Bane, you can run stuff through him, and he can handle the ball more. So it's almost a matter of like what you want and what you're putting them around. You don't want either of them to be your number one player. And so who's the better 2-3 is almost dependent on what the rest of your team is like. And so I don't know. It's a close call. I think it's very context dependent on that.
So then if you're looking forward, injuries can decide this, right? Like, injuries will be different year.
Yeah, that's what decided it this season.
Right. Injuries, that's true. Injuries can and will decide it. So that's one. And then a series can go. Shots can fall. Literally, if you're matching up in a series, you know, someone can get hot, someone can get not, it would not be hot, whatever else, all of that. But, like, where is the Grizzlies' potential edge here? Because it is interesting, in addition to we just gave the Thunder really the edge with their big three, it's not like they don't have, you know, Dort there, and it's not like they don't have Cason Wallace as a young guy who could, you know, be developing into something significant, plus a million picks.
But the Grizzlies, you got Marcus Smart, and you got Vince Williams, you got Brandon Clark, and I think the second tier of the Grizzlies roster is at least as good probably similar. You could debate. Like, Josh Giddey is a higher profile kind of player, right, for better or worse. But I don't know if he's, like, you know, how good he is come playoff basketball. I think it's been a little up and down. We'll see what Vince Williams, G.G. Jackson do. I think Brandon Clark has done it in the playoffs. Marcus Smart's done it in the playoffs. But then the Grizzlies got a top 10 pick they're about to add to the mix.
Right.
So, I think I look forward to forwarding into next season and both these teams being healthy into a battle. I think it could go either way.
I think they have like the 11th pick though. It's kind of irritating. And by the way, Brandon Ingram has been. You have never been a fan.
Not particularly.
And what's his contract status? He has.
I think there are certain guys in the league who tend to get big salaries without being needle movers. They tend to be 2-3 kind of players who are offense oriented and don't do a lot of other stuff. So like Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, those kind of guys I'm not as big on.
So he is next year, $36 million is his last year of his deal. And they'll have to figure out what to do with him. All right. Tonight we got Cavs at the Magic, Knicks and the Sixers, Nuggets and the Lakers. Do you have any particular hope for any of those series becoming? I mean, the Knicks and the Sixers.
I mean, the Sixers
has been interesting.
You could argue they could have won. They should have won both of the first two games in New York. But I just wonder about the, as that series goes on. I don't know if things get better for Philadelphia. You know, I mean, I know they're going back home, but I just wonder about the sustainability there with the Embiid health stuff. But, I mean, it would be no shock at all for Philadelphia. If Embiid can play and plays as well as he did the first two games, no reason they can't go home and win and make that a series. The Nuggets-Lakers thing, like, the games are, like, always close and the Nuggets always win. And so, like, it wouldn't be a shock for the Lakers to start winning some. I love watching those teams play against each other. I think it's fascinating. So I hope we get more competitive games out of that. And then, like, Orlando just can't score enough. Orlando against that Cleveland defense, like, no, I'm turning out the lights on that.
They can't score enough. And by the way, this hope that the Cavs are going to blow up and Jared Allen is going to be sprung free is not taking a turn for the better here. He's been good, and
he's been good, but we'll see what happens with that. The Donovan Mitchell thing could
blow it
in
all
a direction that's outside of their own control.
Right. Naz Reid, sixth man of the year. Malik Monk might have won, probably, had he not gotten injured. It was incredibly close as it was. Are you down with Naz Reid as the sixth man of the year?
I didn't have a vote. I did not commit it to study, but it seems fine to me. He's a very good player, a very good bench player.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I do think, like some have asked before, is the Grizzlies window closed before it ever really, you know, opened? And I don't believe that. I just don't believe that because of things like injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But right now, if you were betting on a team, Grizzlies or Thunder, to win a title in the next 5 years, you would pick the Thunder. Everyone would pick the Thunder, right?
I'm not as convinced. I just think that's kind of prisoner of the moment. Like,
they have a shot this year, and the Grizzlies don't.
I mean, that is certainly true. Have more of their players on cheaper contracts, therefore you could.
And they still have a, like, that's the thing. Like, look at the call up the lottery right now. Look at, like, the Grizzlies have a top 10 pick. I swear to God, I think the Pelicans have the 11th pick or something like that, don't they? The Pelicans, I mean,
12.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
It's Houston's pick at 12.
Pelicans pick 12. So it's not like, you know, it's not like they're stopping adding really good young players, and I don't know how many other picks they have, but they still have a boatload of other picks. They've got cheap contracts, and they've got
cap space. I mean, that's
and they've got more financial flexibility. I don't, but again, I don't wish it on Chet Holmgren, but he could break his foot, you know.
Sure,
and then there you go.
I mean, he missed his whole rookie year.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Again, I'm not. I'm truly not wishing it on him.
No, I'm with you. But like, that's.
But things happen, and I don't think it is all a given that Ja Morant will always be considered lower on the tier. And Chris didn't say so.
No, but I mean, like on the flip side to your point, like, you know, Ja's got to prove he can stay healthy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.